Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus. Every Wednesday, I bring you sports, NFL, NBA, MLB, tennis, golf, even hockey. Oh, I'm laughing myself. Something fell. Also, I discuss entertainment news, news of the weird and hot topics. The chat room is always open. Come in and join the discussion or make an opinion. All are welcome as long as everyone respects each other. All athletes are welcome to call in also and join the show. Sometimes it can become pretty lively, funny, and laugh out loud good. If there is a subject matter you would like to see discussed, send me a note at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Thank you for joining me every Wednesday at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Now, the phone number for the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And always I start the show with entertainment news, and then we'll talk about sports. Well, first off, I want to say happy birthday, all you Pisces family and friends. I hope you're enjoying your birthday. So I have some birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to my nephew Spencer, my niece LaVon, my nephew Cardale. Happy birthday to Amanda, Demita, and Little Bit, or otherwise, my. So I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful birthday, and I wish nothing but the very best for you. Okay, well, let's start on entertainment news and see what's going on, huh? Well, Kobe Bryant is ready to call it quits. Bryant, 36, says he will retire next year after one more season. Bryant's career spanned over 17 years. Even though over the past few years he has been plagued with injuries, his championship titles and MVP accomplishments make his career one for the ages. Well, yeah, 36, you know, you're getting old, bruh. I think by the time you're 32, you start looking to retire, especially football and basketball. As much as y'all get injured, bounced around, and hit on, I'll say. Well, anyway, the U.S. Postal Service has announced plans to unveil a stamp in honor of the late poet and author, Dr. Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou died last year at the age of 86. The forever stamp in her honor will be making its debut later this year. And y'all better go out and buy them, too, because she was one of the best. Talk about an icon. Yeah, there's one right there, Dr. Maya Angelou. Okay, but what's going on with Ebony Magazine? The magazine has been a staple of our lives for over 60 years, but it looks like there is trouble for the culture icon. Editor-in-Chief Mitzi Miller has left the building. Ho, ho! Miller resigned after being at the helm of the magazine for the past 2 years. The bosses at the magazine recently revealed plans to sell the photo archives of Ebony. This would include over 70 years of our publishing company, History Via Pictures. I hear the asking price is $70 million. Johnson's publishing company, Ebony Owners, also has Jet Magazine, which went all digital last year. In this new day of digital information, print media is suffering and black media is struggling to survive. Well, that's true. Well, we remember reality star Ahmaud Givens. Givens, a.k.a. Real, was known along with his brother Chance for their roles on the reality shows I Love New York and Real Chance of Love. Givens died after years of battling colon cancer at the age of 30. Well, our prayers are with you and Chance and his family. May 2nd is the big fight payday between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. This fight has been 5 years in the making. Will Mayweather win the triumph after such an anticipated bout? You know what? Somebody call in and let me know, because I didn't even see it. And you know HBO usually carries stuff like that. So if anybody happened to see it, call in 646-727-2914 and let a sister know, because yeah, I'd like to know. I was pulling for Manny because I don't like Mayweather, but you know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Be right on back. Don't you go nowhere.
Oh,
Grapevine from Elf, but you know who, Gladys Knight. All right. So congrats to Oscar winners rapper, actor Common and singer John Legend. Boy, you talk about light bright. I had to put my, I'm going to show you the picture. I'll post it on my Essence of Success Network on F-Book because, man, I had to put my glasses on. I said, well, I didn't know y'all was that bright. Anyway, congratulations to them for their Academy Award for writing and performing Glory from the motion picture Selma. Y'all know I'm crazy. Well, Columbus Short is returning to TV. Short was fired from the hit ABC drama Scandal last year. That came after he made headlines for all the wrong reasons, ranging from fighting his then-wife to getting into altercations at clubs. Short has admitted to having problems with alcohol, but now he seems to be turning his life around. Yeah, because ain't nobody buying that shit. You better act right. If you're trying to be an actor, you better learn how to play the game and keep your personal life clean and not out of the news and limelight. Okay, Short has joined the cast of the TV One original horror film, Fear Flies, which co-stars Robin Givens and Clifton Powell, and premieres Friday on March 13th. Clifton Powell, wasn't that the brother off of That's My Mama? I think so. And y'all know who Robin Givens is. That's what's his name, ex-wife? You know, the boxer, Tyson. Yeah, you got it. That's it, Mike Tyson. Well, say that. That's all you have to say, Mike Tyson. Okay. 2015 is going to be quite a year for actor Morris Chestnut. Chestnut is getting a new TV show on Fox. He's going to play a private pathologist who can read dead and living bodies. Chestnut also has a new movie thriller coming out this year with Robert De Niro and another thriller, The Perfect Guy, with Sanaa Lathan and Michael Ealy in early September. Well, isn't he just a busybody? My goodness. Well, just keep it going. You're doing so good for yourself there, Morris Chestnut. Okay, going on. Wesley Snipes is coming to TV. Snipes is looking to rebuild his career after a 3-year stint in jail on tax evasion charges. Snipes will be starring in a new drama on ABC called Endgame. Snipes will play a former sniper turned security expert. Yeah, think? Okay, go figure him for that part. What has he been playing, y'all? This will be his first TV role. Oh, really? Snipes was in negotiation to star in the hit Fox drama Empire, but the deal fell through. No, you're too old for that, fool. They want some young people in there. Taraji and Terrence is young. You know your ass is too old to be trying to do that. Okay, is Reverend Al Sharpton in the future plans of the MSNBC network? Sharpton hosts the popular show Politics Nation, weeknights at 6 p.m. on MSNBC. That's Microsoft NBC. You got that right. Word on the street is the show may be moved to the weekends. So what you say? Okay, we're going to have to be checking that out. All right, I don't know about all that, but we'll have to check that out and see. All right, let's see what's coming up now.
Prejudice. Want a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
Oh,
Thank you, Invoke. Well, let me tell you, this ought to be good here, huh? Y'all, where has Monique been? The Oscar winner has an independent movie coming out in April. Since her Oscar win in 2009 for Precious, the comedian has been quiet. Her radio career and her BET talk show were both canceled. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Monique stated that she has been blackballed for refusing to play in Hollywood politics. She says that it has been hard for her since winning an Academy Award. She admitted that she can be difficult, but the industry labeled her as tacky and arrogant. Monique said the famed director Lee Daniels, who cast her in Precious, informed her she was blackballed because of her behavior. Monique, along with her husband Sidney Hicks, burned a lot of bridges in her career. Was her attitude and her demands the cause of her problems? Was it just her husband Sidney Hicks, who had been described as difficult and nasty? I have interviewed Monique many times, and we have always had fun. I never expected a bad attitude from her, but many people say her attitude had a lot to do with her current situation. Monique said she was supposed to be on the hit Fox drama Empire, and she was supposed to be in the movie The Butler and the upcoming Richard Pryor starring Mike Epps, but those roles went to Oprah Winfrey instead. Oh, well, now Monique is mounting a comeback. The 47-year-old has lost a ton of weight, and no, she is launching a comeback. The independent film About is due out over the next year. Monique will also be starring as Ma Rainey alongside Queen Latifah, Michael K. Williams from Boardwalk and the Wire, and Tika Sumpter from the HBO's Bessie. Latifah plays Bessie Smith, who earned the title the Empress of the Blues in the 1920s. Smith died in 1937 at the age of 43 with a car accident. Mm-hmm. Well, get well wishes are going out to actor Damon Wayans, the popular actor and comedian of My Wife and Kids and In Living Color. Remember, he played Hermie the Clown. Canceled some scheduled comedy appearances after becoming ill. Wayans has been battling diabetes. I didn't know this. They said since 2013 he cannot travel with his until his health gets better. Wow, I didn't know that. Bless his heart. Well, our prayers also go out to you, Damon. But you better do like the doctor says. Sound like you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing. Okay. Well, is the wild child dating the Tomcat? Published reports say singer Rihanna is on the come up. She's dating A-lister and Bachelor About Town Leonardo DiCaprio. The tabloids have been hinting at the two for some time. Both are free from relationship commitments and have decided to give it a shot. The 27-year-old singer has been referred to the 40-year-old actor as her childhood crush. By the way, speaking of Rihanna, I posted today on my website, did you know Chris Brown had a child? He's got a daughter that's 9 months old. Yeah, he kept that on the under. Well, now I guess the mom came out and told him, in other words, you can kiss my ass. I can raise this child without your help, whether you want to be a father or not. Kiss my ass, I'm gone. Yeah, you'll see it. Go to theessenceofsuccess.com. But I was like, wow, he can't get along. He can't even get along with his kid. You know what I mean? But anyway, actor Michael B. Jordan is stepping into the latest Rocky sequel. Jordan is best known for his role in the movie Fruitvale Station. And this summer, he returns to the big screen in the reboot movie Fantastic Four.
In the Rocky sequel called Creed, Jordan plays Adonis Creed, the grandson of Rocky's opponent, the late Apollo Creed, now being trained by Rocky. Sylvester Stallone returns as Rocky. His character is facing a health crisis of his own as he trains the grandson of his late friend. Felicia Rashad of The Cosby Show will play Adonis' grandmother. He is being mentored by Sylvester Stallone, who returns as Rocky. Director Ryan Coogler directed Jordan in Fruitvale Station. Creed is scheduled for release in 2016, right in time for the Rockies franchise 40th anniversary. Well, and speaking of Regina King, she is one busy lady. In the span of her 30-year career, we grew up with her as Brenda Jenkins on 227. You know, my girl on there was Sandra. Then we watched her on the big screen with Idris Elba, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tom Cruise, Ice Cube, and Janet Jackson, Tupac, Will Smith, and Jerry Maguire, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Enemy of the State, and This Christmas, King 44. She's 44. You know that girl looks like she's in her 20s. Will be one of the stars in the new ABC drama, American Crime, and she will continue her role on The Big Bang Theory. She has also been directing episodes of the BET drama, Being Mary Jane, Hello, with Gabriel Union, and she'll be directing an upcoming episode of Scandal. All right now, gone with it, Chandra. Girl, Regina, she is doing really good. Well, congratulations. You know what? Let's give that girl an applause, okay? Because she deserves it. Yes, indeedy. Well, Martin Lawrence has joined the social media. In his first entry, he said there will be sequel to his box office hit, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Lawrence co-wrote and directed the 1998 original, which co-starred Lynn Whitfield, Della Reese, Bobby Brown, and Regina King. I don't know how you can go back and do, what, you have kids by each other or what? I mean, if y'all saw the movie, I don't see where they could come back and redo another one, but oh well, whatever. Whatever's fair, clever. Okay, well, we'll go back and take another little break here. Keep the, as they say, keep the party pushing. Yes, indeedy. Thank you, thank you. You know, I don't know what's going on with my show today, and I don't know why the music is not playing. I really don't understand what is wrong with you. It should be just playing. The little thing is going around and around. Nothing's happening. Nope. Okay, I'm sorry to have to do this, but it looks like I'm going to have to stop the show at 30 minutes after because I'm trying to play music on here, and I'm telling you the truth, it will not play. It will not play. It's just little white circles on the page going round and round. Okay, well, thank you. If you did tune in, I'm so sorry. That's technical difficulties. Does not have anything to do with me. That is all Blog Talk Radio. And you wonder why I'm over at Spreakers. If you're still listening to this, I will be at Spreakers 5 p.m. Friday evening from 5 to 7 for Friday Traffic Jam. That used to be Friday nights on BTR is now on Spreaker. That's Friday at 5 p.m., Spreaker.com, Friday Traffic Jams with your girl. I am so sorry. I do apologize. Like I said, this has to do with Blog Talk. It's nothing on me. So thank you anyway for listening.